What is up? Greetings and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that, by the standards of modern medicine, can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system, the human body, is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may think that's a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, let us help you. Our number today is 855-660-4261. If you want to get off your meds, help a loved one get off their meds. If you have questions about the Emgevi products, 855-660-4261. And, of course, if you have a success story, we love hearing those. Or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the Emgevi products or start a Emgevi business, make some money selling Emgevi products, get the tax benefits associated with having your own business, you can check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link. It's just where the shopping cart is on the upper left-hand corner of the page. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right. Welcome once again to The Bright Side. We're talking about vitamin D and cholesterol. I just put a post up on cholesterol at pharmacistben.com. That is my blog, which we update regularly. There's a post up, I put a post a couple days ago on osteoporosis in diabetes, and there's a post up there today about cholesterol and the importance of cholesterol. We'll be talking a little bit about cholesterol today, that demonized, much maligned molecule. Vitamin D is related to cholesterol. Vitamin D is related to the sun. How ironic that vitamin D, the super important compound that everybody wants more of and you hear about in the news and mainstream media and your doctor will tell you about vitamin D, how ironic is it that this super beloved molecule, as it turns out, vitamin D is a super beloved vitamin, is linked intimately to two of the more demonized and vilified elements in our culture and society, and that is the sun and cholesterol. Vitamin D is the cholesterol vitamin. We'll be talking about that momentarily. Vitamin D is super cholesterol, really. And vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. Our skin makes vitamin D by a chemical reaction that occurs, actually an electrical reaction that occurs between the sun and cholesterol. Actually, an electrochemical reaction, because vitamin D, or cholesterol in the skin, is a chemical. The sun is electrical. The sun's electrical energy hits the chemical entity cholesterol in the skin, and boom, you got vitamin D. It means we're solar activated beings, at least in terms of cholesterol. I love that. We are solar activated beings. We are products of the sun. There's aspects of our chemistry that are super essential for our health, for our very lives, that are the product of sunlight activation. Actually, when it comes right down to it, the vitamin D that's formed in the skin is in an inactive form. It's not an active form. It's an inactive form, and there's a reason for that. Vitamin D is so powerful that the body has all of these little fail-safe mechanisms for preventing overloading the system with vitamin D or toxicity from vitamin D, too much vitamin D. Nearly 5% of the human genome, nearly 5% of our genes are activated in some way from vitamin D. Vitamin D is the classic, the ultimate example of an epigenetic factor, that those chemicals that we were always talking about on this program that turn on genes. For those of you who are new to The Bright Side, you may believe that genes are somehow the gods of the body. Genes are the masters of the body. It's not true. The genetic dogma that says that your genetics control everything is wrong. It's not true. there are factors that turn our genes on and off, and chief among these factors is vitamin D. In fact, I don't know of any factor that is more important than vitamin D when it comes to turning on genetics. 913 genes, according to the journal Autoimmunity Reviews, 913 genes are affected by vitamin D. This is an article that was published in 2009. Vitamin D is mega, mega, mega important, and thus there are control points for turning the stuff on and off. Having multiple points of control or multiple points of activation keeps us from having too much vitamin D, too much vitamin D activity. And these fail-safe mechanisms, these activation points where vitamin D is turned on, activated, are in the liver and they're in the kidneys. And this is super, super important. 30% of Americans are dealing with fatty liver disease. That means 30% of Americans are potentially at risk for having problems activating vitamin D. We know that diabetes and kidney disease go hand in hand. And we know that vitamin D is very important for helping improve blood sugar control. So if you have kidney disease or if you have blood sugar problems, you may likewise be at risk for having problems with activating your vitamin D. All this means that if your liver and kidneys aren't operating correctly, you may have an issue with vitamin D deficiency, and that means you may have an issue with calcium, because in addition to being a very important genetic activator or genetic factor, epigenetic factor, vitamin D is critically important for helping the body utilize calcium. As we said before, this is one of the main reasons why periodically you'll read about how calcium supplements can be a problem. You never want to take calcium without having enough vitamin D. You never want to be using calcium supplements if you have a problem activating vitamin D. You could be at risk for problems with calcification. And we know that calcification or accumulation of calcium from supplements, at least partially, is a leading cause of death. Calcification of the heart, calcification of the brain, calcification of the kidneys, calcification of soft tissue in the body. The accumulation of calcium can be, at least potentially, secondary to problems activating vitamin D. If you think this is a big, big mess, you're right. It is complicated. This whole vitamin D and calcium issue is very, very complicated, which is why I'm always saying, if you want to be healthy, simplify. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Work on your digestive system. Focus on breathing. Keep the bad stuff out and put the good stuff in. Vitamin D also has a relationship to kidney stones because of this whole calcification issue. Vitamin D supplementation can be helpful, but if you're going to take vitamin D supplements, make sure that your liver is operating correctly. That means your digestive system is working. Make sure your kidney is working correctly, and that largely means that you're controlling your blood sugar. Diabetics, take note. It's no accident that diabetes and vitamin D deficiencies go hand in hand. Diabetes is in many ways a liver disease and a kidney disease in addition to being a pancreatic disease. So if you think this whole thing is getting to be kind of complicated, you're absolutely correct. Vitamin D is a massively, massively, massively important vitamin. Not really even a vitamin. It's considered to be a hormone. In fact, it's considered to be a steroid hormone. Steroid hormones are the elite hormones in the body, and vitamin D is considered to be one of these steroid hormones, and that means it affects every single system in the body. And that's where the confusion comes from. Vitamin D affects everything. Every single cell, every one of the 100 trillion cells in the body is affected by vitamin D, and all disease is cell disease. Isn't it interesting that nature has set up a system, the divine force has set up a system where the sunshine vitamin, the sun or sunshine will activate this vitamin. The sunshine solar activation of vitamin D assures the body under normal circumstances that we'll always have enough vitamin D, solar creation of vitamin D. That means every animal that lives on planet Earth and doesn't live underground or doesn't live in the ocean is going to have a built-in ability to make this super important stuff. And this is why one of the main reasons why the list of benefits that you get from sunshine is almost endless. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue talking about vitamin D and supplementation. Take your phone calls, 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this. Mm-hmm.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Farms has been here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. Our number today is 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early so we can get to as many phone calls as we can here. We'll do that in our next segment. I'm going to finish up a few more things about vitamin D. Tomorrow we'll talk about some of the actual benefits that you get from vitamin D and some of the actual signs of vitamin D deficiency. Let's see here. Today I want to talk a little bit about cholesterol. There's different ways that you can get vitamin D. You can get vitamin D from supplements. You can get vitamin D from food. But by far and away, the most important source of vitamin D in the body is going to be the sun. It's a solar reaction, as we said, a reaction that occurs from activation of cholesterol in the skin. This stuff cholesterol, folks, I know we do this every once in a while, but it's so, so important. I don't want to digress too much, but I think when it comes to vitamin D and the importance of vitamin D and the importance of the sun and all the silliness, the nonsense I still hear from intelligent people about lowering your cholesterol levels, about having your cholesterol levels checked, about taking statin drugs. I was on did a radio interview earlier this morning where I talked about red yeast rice, which is supposed to be an alternative to statin drugs. Not quite as toxic and deadly as statin drugs, but in the same idea. So I want to just touch a little bit on the importance of cholesterol, how unbelievably important it is, and how this idea that we need to pay attention to our cholesterol levels and HDL and LDL and VLDL and how we have to avoid cholesterol is not only one of the stupidest of all the medical nonsense, non-sense that you hear from biochemically ignorant medical professionals who should know better. Even worse, this idea that we have to pay attention to our cholesterol levels and we got to take drugs to lower our cholesterol levels and got to worry about our cholesterol, it's such a scam. It is such a ripoff that is specifically designed to make money regardless of what the effect on our health. Folks, you can't poison the cholesterol system of the body and expect to be healthy, period. Cholesterol is the quintessential animal molecule. It's why we are not fern plants. The difference between animals and plants is cholesterol. Cholesterol is responsible for the muscles, or at least partially responsible for the activity of muscles, and at least partially responsible for a fully functioning, effectively functioning central nervous system, brain and spinal cord. And that is what distinguishes animals from plants. Central nervous system and movement, and both of these systems are dependent on cholesterol. This whole idea of statin drugs and cholesterol phobia is a wolf hiding in sheep's clothing. It's sneaky. It's manipulative. It's this, oh, we really care about you. We want to know what your cholesterol levels are, and we want to give you some statin drugs to lower your cholesterol. This paternalistic, infantilizing, simplistic nonsense of cholesterol scores that are set up by the people who are selling us the darn drugs. Cholesterol is an amazingly, amazingly, amazingly important electrical. It's an electrically active molecule. Do you know there's something called, you guys have probably all heard of liquid crystal displays, LCDs, LCD clocks, and LCD televisions. Liquid crystals are a form of matter that's right between liquid and crystal. A crystal is something that has an organized structure. This is what a crystal is by definition. It's a material that has an organized structure at the electron level, at the tiniest of levels, the quantum levels. A crystal is structured. If you look at it with the correct kind of detection mechanism, an electron microscope, a crystal looks like a bunch of cages, literal cages, like little boxes. That's what it looks like, and these little boxes control the flow of electrical energy. Crystals conduct electrical energy. Well, guess what? In our bodies, we got liquid crystals. That'd be like having a quartz crystal, one of those beautiful quartz crystals that you see in New Age shops and you can find in Arkansas lying on the ground, those gorgeous little pieces of rocks, these crystalline rocks. Well, guess what? In our bodies, our cell membranes, the brain of a cell, is made up of liquid crystal. How cool is that? A crystal. Imagine a quartz crystal in a liquid format. It has an organized structure, but it still flows like a liquid. And this means it has super electrical properties. Crystals in general have electrical properties, but once they're fluidized, once they're liquefied, they got even more electrical properties, as we said so many times. Liquid means electricity. Liquid crystal means mega electricity. And this liquid crystal nature of a cell membrane is largely held in place by, guess what? Cholesterol. Cholesterol is what structures the cell membrane. Cholesterol is what gives the cell membrane its liquid crystal nature. Cholesterol is what gives the cell membrane its electrical nature. Cholesterol helps maintain the fluidity, the electricity, the structure, the health of the capital T, capital H, capital E, the most important structure in all of biology, the cell membrane. Life is about organization. Life is about structure. Life is about information. Life is about controlling energy. And in the microscopic, the nanoscopic world of the body where the cell membrane lives, this organization, this structure, this intelligence, this information is largely controlled by cholesterol. Cholesterol and the cell membrane are the master control switch, the information processor, the brain, the intelligence of a cell. And we want to take a drug that poisons the body's ability to make the stuff because of some ludicrous, nonsensical statistical correlations, which aren't even good statistical correlations between heart disease and cholesterol. And oh, by the way, cholesterol-lowering drugs' main side effect is muscle wasting, muscle pain, muscle disease. And maybe somebody should tell their cardiologist that their heart is largely a muscle. So tell me, you guys tell me if you're on a statin drug. You tell me, how intelligent is it to take a statin drug for your heart whose main side effect is muscle disease, is heart disease? This is the craziness of it. This is the nonsense of it. Another major side effect of cholesterol-lowering drugs is blood sugar control, or poor blood sugar control, dysglycemia, problems with diabetes. And one of the major signs of dysglycemia is heart disease. Again, underscoring, underlying the utter bankruptcy, intellectual bankruptcy, biochemical ignorance of using cholesterol-lowering drugs to take care of heart disease, to protect your heart. Number two, cholesterol is a parent compound to a whole host of building substances, the primary family of building substances. I wrote about this on my blog today, pharmacistben.com. Cholesterol is the parent compound to the steroid hormones. The steroid hormones, the prime, again, the prime growth and repair biochemicals in the body. The steroid hormones are the ultimate, the quintessential anti-aging and youth molecules in the body. The quintessential repair and growth molecules in the body. And you take a statin drug, you lower your cholesterol, you're also going to be lowering your steroid hormone synthesis. Can you see this nonsense, this craziness of the cholesterol model, this idea that the most important molecule in the body, the quintessential animal molecule in the body, heart-friendly molecule in the body, cholesterol, is behind our epidemic of heart disease? And what does this all have to do with vitamin D? A lot. Because vitamin D is a type of cholesterol. Vitamin D is super cholesterol. It's solar-activated cholesterol. It is cholesterol. You look at the chemical structure of it. It looks like cholesterol with a few tweaks on it. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lots more to say, and we're going to take your phone calls as well. 855-660-4261 is our number. And we'll be back on the break side right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. Our number, 855-660-4261. We'll get your phone calls here in just a moment, and we do have a line open for you if you want to join us. I encourage you all to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Got an article up on cholesterol and the steroid hormones today. And also, I encourage you to check out my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join the Team link and help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. You can start yourself a longevity business and help spread the word and make some money while you're doing it as well. You can also just get your products at the wholesale price if you so desire. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, let's see. I think tomorrow we'll talk about some of the things that happened with vitamin D. I didn't mean to digress too much about this whole cholesterol thing, but I got a little ticked off this morning. I did a radio interview, and we talked about cholesterol. We talked about red rice yeast, which is, some of you know, supposedly an alternative to statin drugs. Same problems, just a little bit more milder than the statin drugs, but the same problem, same idea of lowering cholesterol, forcing the body not to make cholesterol. Red rice yeast is a type of, red yeast rice is a type of yeast I say red yeast rice. That's how you do it. Red yeast rice. It's a type of yeast that grows on top of rice. It's fermented and produces lovastatin, which is the active ingredient, which is Mevacor, the first of the statin drugs. In any case, it is milder, of course, than a statin drug. It's not as concentrated, but it produces the same kind of toxicity. It kills the cholesterol. It poisons the cholesterol-making machinery in the body. So I'm not a big believer in that stuff either. If you really want to lower your cholesterol, and I still think using cholesterol as a marker for heart disease is crazy. If you really want to lower your cholesterol, here's two things you need to do. Just two. And your cholesterol will drop like a stone. Number one, lower your blood sugar and your insulin. That's the most important thing you can do. Reduce your intake of carbohydrates, sweets, fatty, processed foods. Anything that spikes your insulin is going to mess up your cholesterol. Elevated insulin, elevated blood sugar, elevated cholesterol go hand in hand. This is probably the reason why people have got this idea that it's cholesterol that's causing heart disease. It's not the cholesterol, but the same biochemical breakdown that causes elevated cholesterol. Now, that is a problem, and that's blood sugar, which we talk about all the time. It's the second point on our triangle of disease. Control your blood sugar. It's so tragic when we have blood sugar problems. Diabetes is the fourth leading cause of death in this country. Horrible, horrible illness. Leading cause of blindness, leading cause of amputation, leading cause of obesity. Responsible for all kinds of health, tragic health havoc. And it's so simple to reduce your incidence and reduce your blood sugar, reduce the incidence of diabetes, and thereby lower your cholesterol and thereby reduce heart disease. Stop eating the refined carbohydrates and even fruit juice and desserts and even fruits for that matter, which are bred today to be super, super sweet. I think fruits have wonderful things in them. Don't get me wrong. There's great nutritional value to fruits. The problem is the high concentration of sugars. So lower your sugar intake, including breads and pastas and anything that spikes blood sugar, and watch your cholesterol levels drop like a stone. Second thing you could do is take in nutrients that help you metabolize sugar. Chief among these is niacin, vitamin B3. Maybe the single most important nutritional tool that you can use to lower your cholesterol naturally, if you so desire to lower your cholesterol. And you'll also stabilize your blood sugar, and you'll also improve brain health, and you'll also improve your blood pressure as well. Magnesium can have a nice effect on lowering your cholesterol. The B vitamins in general can have a nice effect. There's lots of ways you can lower your cholesterol if you want to, if you so want to, so desire to, without having to take poison prescription drugs. All right, tomorrow we'll continue. Actually, I hope to finish talking about vitamin D and all the benefits that you get from vitamin D, and we'll talk about the three main ways that you get vitamin D. Sunshine is one of the ways, but supplements and foods are another way that you can get vitamin D. And we'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue discussing osteoporosis and bone-building nutrition and building nutrition in general, not just bones, but building tissue in general. All right, 855-660-4261 is our number. Natalia in Canada, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Hey, Ben. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
So here's the thing. I'm 28 years old. I've had psoriasis on the back of my scalp since I was about 13.
Okay.
So I've tried a lot of topical creams, but none have helped. And I'm eating organic and drinking spring water and taking BTT, but what else can I do?
Lots you can do. First of all, organic is great. Love organic. Everybody should eat organic, but organic only means that a vegetable or a plant has been grown without pesticides and fertilizers. Organic meat and dairy means that antibiotics haven't been used. That's it. Has nothing to do with whether that food is good for you or bad for you. It just means that it's not going to have any pesticides or antibiotics or nasty stuff there. And that's good. That's a great thing. But the food itself could still be a problem. Psoriasis is the ultimate example of something going wrong with the immune system. It is considered by folks who know, by researchers, to be an autoimmune disease. In the case of all autoimmune diseases, when the body attacks itself. In the case of psoriasis, the body is attacking skin cells. Something about skin cells looks foreign to the body. Now, you have this thing called your immune system. That's your defense system, and it's constantly monitoring the blood, and it's looking around for invaders. It's looking around for something that doesn't belong. And when it finds something that doesn't belong, it attacks it, tries to get rid of it. That's usually a good thing. The problem is, when you have an autoimmune disease, there's something about your own cells that looks foreign to the body. So you got skin cells, they're part of you, but something is up with those skin cells that makes the immune system think that those skin cells are the enemy. The immune system attacks those skin cells. The inflammatory process begins. and that's secondary to autoimmune disease. First, you have the immune attack, and then you've got inflammation. That throws off how cells divide and grow. Cells end up dividing too fast. You end up with with the plaques of psoriasis. So long story short, you want to start focusing, number one, on the immune system, and that means the digestive system. Whenever I say focus on the immune system, folks, I'm talking about focusing on the digestive system, because the immune system is 80%, or the digestive system is where 80% of your immune system is located. So does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. No. So you say, well, how do I work on my immune? How do I work on my digestive system? Immunity equals digestive system. So to work on your immune system, that means you got to work on your digestive system. The next logical question, right, Natalia? Is that how you say your name, Natalia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Well, how am I going to work on my digestive system? Okay.
Yes.
This is how you work on your digestive system, and this is so important. In fact, if you guys never listen to The Bright Side again, if I go away and if I die tomorrow, this is my legacy message: to take care of your digestive system. Look for digestive symptoms and link them up to foods. This is the single most important health strategy you can employ for any health issue. Focus on digestive symptoms, link them up to foods, and eliminate those foods. When I say digestive symptoms, I'm talking about bowel movements, constipation, diarrhea, loose stools, gas, bloating, flatulence, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, cramping. Anything that is some kind of symptom that runs from, you have a tube in the middle of your body, from your mouth to the other end. Any kind of discomfort from that, in that area, that tube area, from your mouth to the other end, is considered a digestive symptom. When you have one of those, notice what you ate 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours before. All right, does that make sense so far? Because there's more I want to tell you, Natalia.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, hang tight. Got lots more to say if you want me to. In fact, I'll say it whether you want me to or not. But love it if you hold on. Okay, hang tight. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Got more good health information coming at you right after this. Don't go away.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Back, we're talking to Natalia in Canada about psoriasis. Natalia, you're still there?
I'm still here, Ben.
Okay. You know, I was just reading this morning, actually, in the Dermatologist. That's a journal that I get, a skincare journal that I get. That psoriasis, a new study came out that psoriasis is linked with comorbidity, which means different disease states, diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoporosis, all of these have links to psoriasis. So when you have psoriasis, it's very important that you recognize, and you're only 28, so this is good, it's very important that you recognize that you're running higher risk for all kinds of degenerative diseases, because psoriasis is just a symptom. It's just a sign of a breakdown, and this is a breakdown that's occurring in the immune system and the digestive system, which for our purposes here on the Bright Side is the same system. So you got to look to your digestive symptomology. Now, you're 28 years old, and you say you notice this when you're 13, but I would venture to say you've had digestive issues your whole life. Am I...
Wow.
Does it sound, hello? Is that a
yeah,
yes
I'm
or
here.
No? Is that a yes or a no?
I think so. I'm definitely those symptoms you named earlier, like some nausea, heartburn, diarrhea, gas. Like once in a blue moon, it'll happen, and I'll wonder why.
Well, don't wonder why, because all you got to do is link it to your foods that you ate. It's as simple as that. And if you're noticing it once in a blue moon, that means there's probably happening a lot of the times underneath the radar that you're not noticing it. So when you have your digestive symptom connected to foods, eliminate those foods. You can also, when you break out with your psoriasis plaques, think of what you ate or notice what you ate a few hours before, anywhere from 6 to 8 hours before. And you'll find it's usually the same kinds of foods. Grains and dairy are the biggest culprits, but it could be anything. So you want to eliminate problem foods, and then you want to start taking in supplements that correct digestive issues or correct the digestive or help stabilize digestive health. The nightly essence probiotics are great. Digestive enzymes after meals can be helpful. The ultimate enzymes from longevity if you're using longevity products. Apple cider vinegar after all of your meals. Lecithin with your fatty foods. Psoriasis tends to be a problem that is associated with fat metabolism, with the processing of fats and fatty foods. And fatty vitamin deficiencies can be one of the problems that's associated with the formation of these plaques. That means especially vitamins D and A. In fact, vitamin D is such a powerful anti-psoriasis supplement that it's actually a prescription drug. In fact, the main prescription drugs that you get for psoriasis, as it turns out, at least topically, are vitamin D or vitamin D-like substances, the steroid hormones, specifically prednisone or cortisone kinds of creams, these kinds of substances, betamethasone, mm-hmm. They got different names. Have you tried these products?
Definitely, but to no avail.
Right, exactly. Because your problem has nothing to do with steroids. It has nothing to do. Suppressing your immune system isn't the answer. You got to figure out what's triggering the immune system. So correct digestive issues by eliminating problem foods. Use probiotics. Use apple cider vinegar. Use lecithin. You may want to try glutamine powder, which is also great for the digestive system. The Z-radical, noni juice, aloe juice, bone soup. These are all wonderful for the digestive system and the immune system. Then you want to focus on fatty vitamins, vitamins D and A specifically. I'd be using 20,000 international units a day of vitamin A. Make sure you get some sunshine to get your vitamin D. You're up in the north in Canada, so you may not be able to get sunshine. If that's the case, you use cod liver oil or use vitamin D supplements. Cod liver oil is probably a little bit better because you get the vitamin A with the cod liver oil. But either way, 5,000 international units of vitamin D a day, 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day. And then by focusing on fat absorption, I'm talking about using bile salts, pancreatin, and in addition to the ultimate enzymes, and then lecithin and apple cider vinegar after meals. If you do everything I said there, my dear, guaranteed 100% you're going to notice some dramatic changes, not just in your psoriatic plaques, but you're also going to notice, you may not even notice this if you don't have any other symptoms, but you'll find that you're feeling better, and you're also going to end up reducing your risks of all kinds of horrible diseases down the road. All right, Natalia? Psoriasis is super easy.
Thank you so much.
The bottom line. God bless. Good luck with everything. All right, Adam in Michigan, what's going on? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of my wife, who's kind of freaking out right now. She had her yearly OB appointment a couple of days ago, and her doctor, she did a breast exam on my wife, and she said she found what could possibly be a small lump in her left breast. And she's like, okay, well, you know what, you need to go get a mammogram, and we both take longevity products. We have the Healthy Star Pack. We have like 5 bottles of selenium at home. So, you know, and I'm kind of on that alternative medicine, like naturopathic stuff. I listen to Dr. Wallach's show all the time, your show all the time. So I know that radiating your breasts.
Not a good idea, is it?
Not a good idea.
No. And you're not a doctor. You're just a regular guy. But it's just common sense, right? It's not a good idea.
Yeah, there's this thing called the internet, and there's no excuse for people being ignorant anymore this stuff.
You're absolutely correct. Good job, man.
I got I went and did a search for alternatives, and I found on Mike Adams' site and on Dr. McCullough's site 2 articles on breast thermography.
Thermograms, that's right. Better option.
Yeah.
Way better option than a mammogram. And you should tell your doctor. Hopefully your doctor knows about them. There's no reason for a woman to shoot radiation in her breast. The breasts are very sensitive to radiation. It's fatty tissue. It's crazy, crazy strategy, especially with the thermograms, and that's the way to go. And God bless Mike Adams, by the way. I'm going to have him on my program here in a couple weeks. He's doing wonderful, wonderful work. And Dr. McCullough, sometimes I have I wonder about Dr. McCullough a little bit, but he's got some good stuff up there, too. So good job, Adam. Here's something I want to tell you, though. If your wife has a lump in her breast, it's obviously something's going wrong. Something's not correct there, which means that there's other things going on. Lumps don't occur in the breast just magically. Something else is happening in your wife's body. And how old is she, by the way?
She just turned 39 a week ago.
Okay, well, she's a young woman. And breast cancer is very serious business, by the way, really serious. It's nothing to toy around with. 1 out of 8 women are affected by breast cancer, and it's the leading cause of death by cancer in women. So it's nothing to fool around with. If she's got a lump in her breast, something else is happening in her body, and this is where she has control. She doesn't have any control over the lump in her breast. It's already there. But what she does have control is over her digestive system, over her blood sugar, over her food choices, over her lifestyle choices. I assume she's not a smoker, by the way, correct?
Well, that's actually not true. She does occasionally smoke.
Well, that is not a good thing, and that is definitely one of the main ways that lumps form in the breast. So I'm not going to preach to you about smoking. I'm sure you know all about it, but it would be Hoover to figure out a way to kick the habit. And I'm an ex-smoker. I smoked when I was a kid. And let me tell you something. When you quit smoking, is not an easy thing to do. But when you do quit smoking, you feel like $1 million just psychologically just for getting that monkey off your back. So that could be a problem. See, what I'm saying to you here, Adam, is that we focus on the symptoms when they show up, but we forget to focus on all the stuff that's underneath or behind the symptoms that are causing the symptoms to show up. So, yeah, you got a lump in your wife has a lump in her breast, and that's not a good thing, and she's freaking out because she has a lump in her breast, but that's not where her power is. Her power is in controlling the factors that create the lump in her breast, and that's number one, cigarette smoking, which is probably the single most toxic thing we could ever do to our body, including eating at McDonald's and eating crappy food. Smoking's the worst. And then also over the kind of food choices she's making. So chances are she's got some digestive distress. That's a good thing because that means she can kind of link those up to foods and then eliminate those foods. If I was your wife, or if I was you, I'd be telling your wife to go on an immediate, low calorie as she can handle diet. Food is cancer's best friend, especially sugary foods. I'm not saying this is cancer, but you never know. You don't want to go there. So food and cancer, food and sugar feed cancers. Keeping yourself on a low-calorie diet, low-carbohydrate diet, ketogenic diet, making sure you're using essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3 essential fatty acids, which have wonderful anti-cancer properties. And then also controlling fat metabolism. It's very common for women as they get older to have problems absorbing and utilizing fats. That means That can mean a deficiency in essential fatty acids, and that could also mean a deficiency in fatty vitamins. Vitamin D is tremendously helpful for the breasts. It's helpful for preventing cancer. If she has any digestive health issues, she may have a vitamin D problem. If she has liver problems, liver issues, she may have a vitamin D problem. Have her getting some sun. Where do you live, Adam?
We live in Michigan, so we get a lot of sun.
Okay, so as much sun as you can get without burning. You don't want her to go into burning. Use fish oil, cod liver oil, in addition to your Ultimate EFAs. If you're taking longevity products, use the Ultimate EFAs. Flax fiber and flaxseed oil can also be very helpful. I'd be using flax fiber on a regular basis every day. And then don't forget about the importance of probiotics for helping fight cancers and excess estrogen, which is responsible for cancers. And last but not least, Adam, I would have your wife on some progesterone cream. 10% progesterone cream if you could find it. Sorry, we got to move on. That's all the time we have for today. If you shoot me an email, Adam, ben@ksco.com. Put your phone number in there. I'll get back to you and we can talk about this a little bit more. All right, that's all the time we have for today. We will continue talking about vitamin D and bone-building nutrition tomorrow. That's all we have time for. You all have a wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.